Here in the U.S., more disappointing news on unemployment. Monthly figures released by the Labor Department show just 21,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, well short of the 125,000 jobs that economists had been forecasting. With us now from Westchester, New York, is Carl Weinberg of High Frequency Economics. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Madeline.
21,000 jobs. That's a low amount. Why?
Well, it's better than nothing, but it clearly is disappointing from the 100,000-plus numbers that economists were looking for. Our view is that there may have been some special weather-related issues and some special issues related to the strike in California at the groceries that still continue to distort these figures away from their true trend. We're optimistic that employment will pop up. We think it'll come as soon as March, and we're just waiting it out.
And where were the jobs, these 21,000 jobs, added?
Well, what's interesting is where they weren't lost, okay? Manufacturing lost only 3,000 jobs in this report, and that's the best month that we've seen since April of 2000. The retail numbers were weak, all right? They were up only 13,000, and we were looking for a stronger number there. And in construction, payrolls fell by 24,000 jobs, and we would have expected a better number there, an increase.
About 390,000 people actually gave up last month. They just stopped looking for jobs. So does that suggest the employment situation may be worse than the official numbers say?
The key thing for us is not the number of people who are leaving the labor force, but the really important number is how many people are out there getting new jobs. That will be the barometer that we'll look for, that we'll use to gauge that the economic recovery is in full swing.
And meantime, you've got worker productivity up again. So does that suggest that people are just working longer hours?
Employers are squeezing more time and more work out of their people. And this, of course, is the bright side of this so-called jobless recovery, although I loathe to use that word. It says that by creating more things and more services with the same number of people, we have lower labor costs per unit, and that means that inflation risks are very, very, very far in the future, possibly even over the horizon.
And how are consumers reacting? Are they keeping the economy going by spending?
Growth in real consumer income has been augmented in this last year by tax cuts and by other factors. At the moment, at least, while real wage growth is slowing down, we're still continuing to see real incomes rise, and that will keep the consumer moving forward. But the next burst of consumer spending is going to depend upon more people getting back to work and seeing their income start to rise again. So this employment number is more than just a curiosity. It's a critical part of sustaining and extending the recovery. And as I said before, all indications point to it. We just have to be patient and wait it out.
Carl Weinberg is chief economist at High Frequency Economics. He joined us from his office in Westchester, New York. Thanks a lot, Carl.
Thank you, Madeline.